Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message that I pray will have much personal application to your life, and that is coping with stress. And as I shared on a previous broadcast, there is God's gentle dealing with us that as we go through the trials that we go through, as we begin to understand His ways and learn more about Him, we begin to understand the reason for the trials we go through. There was an old song we used to sing back in the 70s and 80s, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. If there weren't any mountains, if there weren't any rivers that we had to tunnel through, God specializes in things called impossible. He can do what no other one can do. And have you ever heard that, you know, people say, or they challenge you, you know, if there's a God, He's a good God, how can He allow all this evil to occur and transpire on the earth? How come there's wars? How come there's, you know, children that are born disabled and all the pain and sorrow and sickness and trouble and wars that we experience in this world? Well, as I shared, as I concluded yesterday's broadcast, the answer is found in the third chapter of Genesis. God gave to our first parents, Adam and Eve, well, I'd have to go back really to the first chapter, and let me read two verses. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female. Just male and female. Created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And what we hear expressed by God, He is saying, I am giving you, Adam and Eve, I'm giving you dominion over the earth. And of course, He meant not only for Adam and Eve, but all their children that would follow. And God has never changed that commission. He desires for man to rule and reign on the earth, to have dominion. So when we rebelled against God, I'm speaking our first parents, when they rebelled and disobeyed, God warned them in advance. He said, you'll surely die. And the greatest enemy man has ever faced is death. It means on a physical level of these physical bodies, it means extinction. Now, the soul and spirit never die, and we have an opportunity to choose, hearing the gospel of Christ, what we choose to do. God never sends anyone to hell. That is a choice they make. And so why do we have this sin and evil and problems in the world? That was not God's plan. They lived in a perfect place, a paradise, Eden. They had no worries. They were naked and not ashamed. It's because we have chosen the path that the adversary, Satan, Lucifer, the light bearer, has chose before man ever fell. He was the one that tempted Eve. And so, beloved, it's very simple. We have dominion, and because we chose to go the route that our first parents did, we have suffered the consequences of that. But in God's great love, He said in Genesis, the third chapter, verse 5, He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He was speaking to Satan, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And a bruise to the head will be a fatal blow. That will happen. That will happen when he's cast into the lake of fire. But beloved, even though tribulation and sorrows a part of this earth. The earth was cursed because of man. In the sweat of your brow, he told Adam, you'll bring forth food. We also know that all creation, the animals, the physical life on this earth is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's why, beloved, we have authority. And yes, trials will come, but it is God's desire for you to respond as a mature son and daughter of God, realizing that with the Lord's help, there's nothing you can't get through. Just as he was faithful to the heroes of the Bible, he will be faithful to you. And so one of the major issues we experience in 21st century life, and that is that of stress. It's a negative factor in our lives because of the curse that was brought about by man's rebellion and disobedience to God. Paul states in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. All of the ills of the human race is because of sin. And even though we may have confessed Jesus, we're walking with the Lord, our lives are still filled with stressful situations. Why? Because the curse is still operating in the world today. The world outside of Christ can know nothing of God's grace and mercy during times of extreme stressful situations. But as God's people, as Christians, we do not face those troubles alone. God will help us turn whatever negative situations we face, you face, beloved, into positive results. How he does that? It's one of the miracles of God, but he doesn't fail, and he's not insufficient for whatever needs are in your life. You know, so many people have asked over the years, they've asked me, you know, why we have so many battles, so many trials in this life. Well, the answer is found in Genesis 3. But even more important, I believe, is that God wants us to use those stressful situations we face as a means for us to grow in his grace and in his power. We can only know victories through the battles that we go through. If we never had a problem, we wouldn't know that God could solve them. We would never know what faith in God can do. So, beloved, where are you today? Where's your life? Are you praising God? Are you rejoicing? Or are you crushed by the circumstances, the things that are surrounding you? We have a choice. We can be defeated by the stresses and the problems and the frustrations of life. We can be robbed of our heart's desires. We can be suppressed to the point of failure and quitting. Or we can turn to God and we can ask him to take the situations that we face and make us more than conquerors in him and over them. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Romans, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith, beloved, brother, sister, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the relationship. Praise God. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory, oh dear, this is what it really says in my Bible, we glory in tribulations also. Why would that be? I'm adding rhetorical comments. Knowing, Paul says, that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hopeth maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Beloved, Jesus took our condemnation on himself at Calvary. All of our transgressions of God's laws, our sins, were nailed to the cross. Colossians, the second chapter, verses 13 and 14 declare, "And when you were dead in your transgressions and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." Hallelujah. Beloved, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God will walk with us through every stressful, upsetting situation you face. Beloved, he knows how to keep you from falling. So many people look at their situations instead of going to the Word of God and listening to his encouragement. We do things, beloved, through the act of our will. Even if you don't feel like it, that's okay. Make an act and determination of your will. And if we would be just as determined to overcome our stress-filled situations as we might be prone in the natural to accept it with bitter complaint, we would see God lead us through the battle to victory. Oh, Father, in the closing moments, I pray that you will minister to your beloved. Give them that faith. Give them that heavenly perspective to know as they relinquish their troubles, their situations to you, you will make a way and they will rest in the peace and strength and triumph of God. Thanks be unto God who causes us always to triumph in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, on that positive note, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close. But beloved, there is much more I'd like to share with you on this subject, and we'll continue next week. If at any time you miss or not able to hear a broadcast, just go to our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. And as I always do, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And know, beloved, I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, so faithful, and my radio family. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.